I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. As Congress considers immigration reform, there are questions about the rising number of undocumented immigrants in detention centers. Critics say we need to examine alternatives, especially for those who haven't committed violent crimes. People like Bertha Mejia. She's in detention in California. The World's Monica Campbell has her story.
I'm in a waiting room in a large courthouse in San Francisco, Immigration Court. Sitting next to me is Magdalena Martinez. She's here for her mom, Bertha Mejia, from El Salvador. Bertha's undocumented. In 2011, immigration officers came to Mejia's home in Oakland. There was a raid in the neighborhood.
I got a phone call from my sister, Vanessa, saying that immigration had come and picked my mom up. And so I rushed to my mom's home, and yeah, she wasn't there.
Here's her sister, Vanessa Madrigal.
They just came and knocked on the door, and so they asked for identification. And as my mom gave them the identification, she stepped out. And as soon as she stepped out, they grabbed her and arrested her, and they just said, call immigration.
Mejia was one of several people arrested that day. That was nearly 2 years ago. Ever since, she's fought to remain in the U.S., from a jail used for immigrant detainees that's hours away. Vanessa says they hope the judge will let Mejia fight deportation from outside a cell and rejoin the family.
She's a caretaker for Pablo, my sister's son, and for my daughter, for Jasmine. And so she would always take them to school, pick them up from school. So they spent a lot of the time with her.
We won't hear Mejia's voice today. There's no recording allowed inside the courtroom, but you can hear her walk by, ushered by a guard. She's in her 50s, petite, with curly hair. She wears an orange uniform and has shackles on her ankles and wrists. There's a lot at stake. Mejia left El Salvador over 30 years ago. All of her family is here in the U.S., siblings, her daughters, her mom, grandkids. Her case also isn't rare. America's population of detained immigrants has ballooned to more than 400,000 as enforcement tightens. Most detainees are like Mejia, undocumented, but not violent criminals. Critics say there are cheaper, more humane ways to treat these immigrants while their cases are pending. Rosie Cho is Mejia's lawyer.
I think if the American public knew really what was going on and how their taxpayer dollars were spent, and also that we are spending our energies detaining 53-year-old women with no history of violent crimes, I think a lot of minds would be changed, and I think reform would happen more quickly.
In court, Mejia tells her story in Spanish. Judge Anthony Murray listens through an interpreter. She tells how she left El Salvador because of war, poverty, and sexual abuse. In California, she worked as a cook and house cleaner. Then, in 2005, she was raped by a man whose house she cleaned. It added to Mejia's history of abuse. After the rape, she got a DUI and got caught several times shoplifting food. A psychologist testifies at the hearing that Mejia's crimes stem from post-traumatic stress disorder. Then the family waits for a ruling. Here's Mejia's oldest daughter, Clara Arroyo.
So we were hoping that he would make his decision in the courtroom, but he didn't. So it's kind of hard right now for us. We're waiting.
A few days later, the ruling comes in. Mejia has to remain in detention. The judge argues she's a flight risk and a danger to society because of her history of theft and drinking. Mejia's lawyer, Rosie Cho, is fighting back with appeals. She says Mejia's eager to improve herself.
This is a woman who has suffered a lot in the past and hasn't always made the right decisions. Does that mean that we throw her away and separate her permanently from all her family in the United States?
I talked to Mejia in the courthouse behind plexiglass. I ask her about the judge's position, that she'd disappear if let out of detention. Where would I go, she says. I have children, grandchildren here. I'll try to win my case. And what if she's deported to El Salvador after 30 years away? Mejia says she's afraid. She only has distant, ugly memories of the place. Then Mejia is bused back to detention. The latest news is she'll be transferred to another facility further away. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.
Monica's story is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage, looking at stories of a changing America and its people. For more, head to theworld.org/globalnation.